Previously on Lost.
Desmond said I was gonna die. He told me he has these flashes, visions.
When I saw the lightning hit the roof,
you were electrocuted.
And when you heard Claire was in the water, you drowned trying to save her. I dove in myself so you never went in. No matter what I try to do, you're gonna die, Charlie.
There's a woman in Hurley's tent who parachuted onto the island yesterday. She says that the boat that she took off from is about 80 miles off the coast, and that if she can find a way to contact it, we'll all be rescued.
Why didn't anyone tell me this?
Because they don't trust you.
Quan is pregnant.
Where'd you get that? You really think you're in a position to be asking us questions?
I told Jack what they were making me do.
Why didn't you tell us?
Because I hadn't decided what to do about it yet.
Venture a guess as to what Jack's gonna be showing us out in the middle of nowhere?
I don't know. Stuff?
Probably secret stuff. Why does everything have to be such a secret? How about some openness for a change?
We kept the parachute lady secret.
That's different.
Different how?
Well, because we went out there playing football with them. What?
Nothing.
Wait. You had one of your flashes again, didn't you?
No, Charlie, I didn't.
We're here.
A couple of nights ago, Julia came to me and she told me everything. That Ben had sent her here to find out which of our women were pregnant.
So what, you guys were doing tests on us?
No. But that's what he wanted me to do. I've been leaving tapes at the medical station. You all heard what he said. They're coming tomorrow. Son, I'm sorry that I lied to you.
While I appreciate your honesty, Jack, it doesn't explain why you brought us out here.
Danielle!
Show him. When Juliet told me they were coming, the first thing I thought was, where the hell are we going to hide this time? Hiding's pointless. They're just gonna keep coming back. So I went out and I found some help. And for the past few days, she's been bringing dynamite back from the Black Rock. For the very first time, we know exactly what they want, when they're coming to get it, and they have no idea. And we're gonna be waiting for them. So Juliet's gonna mark the tents with the White Rocks just like she was told to. But there's not gonna be any pregnant women inside. There's going to be plenty of what we just used on that tree. So tomorrow night, we stop hiding. We stop running. We stop living in fear of them. Because when they show up, we're going to blow them all to hell.
Headlining. We're playing Clitheroe. The arse end of nowhere.
A gig's a gig. We're building our fan base.
Will our fan base pay for a new sodding tire?
Only if we show up. So let's just get on with it, shall we?
You know what, Liam? You get on with it. I quit.
You giving up?
There's nothing to give up on. We're broke. The album's not selling. We're a bloody joke.
Hey, shut it.
Listen. Sus. We're on the radio.
That we are.
On the bloody radio.
Woo! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, I told you, baby brother. We're going to be bloody rock stars.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Who are you people about to go to war with?
That's a long story. You want to ask me something else?
You having a laugh?
Of course not. Never disrespect a fellow Mancunian.
You're from Manchester, then?
I am. My band got its start at the Night and Day Bar on Oldham Street.
What band?
Oh, we call it Driveshaft.
Yeah, I know you.
We had our moment in the sun.
No, not that. The crash. You're the dead rock star. They made a big deal out of you when they found the plane. Huge memorial service, new album.
It's a new album?
Yeah. God, it was everywhere. A greatest hits thing. Hey, look on the bright side. You're not really dead, right?
Yeah, right.
More wire so we can trigger these from a safe distance.
I can get some people to start stripping the plane wreckage.
Good. We should be able to finish rigging these stands in the next 24 hours. We'll be ready by tomorrow night.
We need to talk about Naomi's phone.
Not now.
If you're angry, I doubt it. You'll be happy to make a sincere apology later, but now we have a...
Look, I'm a little bit busy right now, Slade.
And I'm trying to get us off this island, Jack. I can't transmit using this phone because Danielle's distress signal is overriding the frequency. If you tell me where the radio tower is, I can go there, switch off your message, and call for help.
The signal has been playing for the last 16 years and nobody has heard it. What makes you think you'll have better luck?
But Naomi's boat is only 80 miles offshore. I know if we eliminate Danielle's signal, they'll hear us.
No, they won't.
And why is that?
We're jamming it.
What?
Ben is using one of the Dharma stations to block all of the signals off of the island except for ours.
What station?
They call it the Looking Glass.
The Looking Glass?
Yes, but it's underwater. I have no idea where it is.
I believe I do.
Look, I know Jack thinks it's best, but you know, what if they're coming for him again?
Play, listen to me. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to protect Aaron. I promise, everything is going to be fine.
Sorry. Charlie, can you give me a hand or something?
Yeah, Desmond, of course. Ready to tell me what you saw this morning?
Aye.
Right. So how's it happen this time? Come on, Des. You can tell me, I can take it.
What I saw, Charlie, was Claire and her baby get into a helicopter. A helicopter that lifts off. Leaves this island.
You sure?
Aye.
Rescue helicopter. On this beach. This island, that's what you saw. We're getting bloody rescued. I thought you were going to tell me I was going to die again.
You are, Charlie.
Wait, what?
If you don't, none of it will happen. There won't be any rescue. I'm sorry, Bronner. But this time you have to die.
Charlie, I'm gonna catch you.
No, he won't.
Zip it, you. Don't listen to your brother. Just jump on in. There's nothing to be afraid of, Charlie. I'll catch you. I promise.
All right, tell me.
You sure you want to know? It might be easier if you just...
Yeah. I want to know.
You're inside a hatch. It's a room full of equipment. There's a blinking yellow light. Above a switch. Flick the switch. Light goes off. And then you drown.
When?
I don't know.
You sure you saw Claire and Aaron get on that helicopter?
Aye.
So, before I drown, I just have to flip a switch.
That's right.
Where is it then?
Now this is the looking glass. It's an underwater Dharma station. Please. Can you tell me anything you might know about this place?
I've never been down there. I don't know anyone who has.
Why not?
There was some accident. Ben told us that the station was completely flooded.
Well, if it's flooded, then how does it still work?
How it still works is irrelevant. The question is, how do we get it to stop working so we can use the satellite phone? The diagram shows that the looking glass is connected to the island by a cable. I feel sure that this is the very same cable down the beach which runs into the ocean. So if we follow the cable, it should lead us to the station.
So how are we going to get in?
We swim in. There's a moon pool. A room with an open floor at the base of the station. Big enough for a submarine to dock. Even if the station's flooded, I think I'll be able to find the relay switch and disable it.
What about swimming back out? No. Now, I'm not letting you go on some suicide mission just to flip the switch.
Someone has to do it or we'll never leave this island.
I'll do it. Swim down, turn off that bloody switch, swim back up. Piece of cake.
Charlie, you don't even know what we're talking about.
I was junior swim champion in Northern England. I can hold my breath for 4 minutes. I know exactly what you're talking about, Jack.
No. And there's no reason to do this now. We're going to focus on the others, and then we'll deal with this.
Wait a minute. We have a chance to signal for a rescue.
Look, for 90 days, I've been asked to make decisions for this entire camp. There you go. I just made one.
Rose, that's a sailor's hitch. It's not going to hold. You want to do a sheet bend like mine.
Oh, so now you're not expert.
Well, trust me, it's... How did you do that?
Watch and learn, dear. Watch and learn.
Nante는 언제 말 해줄 거야? Jagia, 제발. Tape 들을 때 줄리엣이 우리 이름을 불러나던데 모두 다 당신을 보고 있었어. 혹시 의심 때문에 그런 거 아니야?
나 우리 애기 봤어요.
뭐라고?
총파로. 줄리엣이 검사실에 들어갔는데 그랬는데
그래? 괜찮대?
응. 아주 건강하대요.
Cage next to me. I know this guy. What the hell are you doing here, Carl?
They're coming. My people.
Sorry you came all this way for nothing, but we already know.
Then why are you still here?
Because when your people show up here tomorrow night, we're going to be ready for them.
Tomorrow? No. No, they're coming tonight. They're coming right now!
Hey. When did you get back?
Just now.
Where's Locke?
Here's your gun back.
Ben, what's going on?
Where's Ryan?
He's at his tent. Are you
alone? It's time to get them.
But you said tomorrow.
Jacob wants it to happen now.
What happened out there? Did John see?
John had an accident. Ryan?
Yes, sir.
If you leave right now, how long will it take you to reach their camp?
If I take my 10 best, we could set up to hit them by nightfall.
Then you better get going.
No, Ben. Wait, moving up the schedule, Juliet may not be ready. What if she hasn't had time
then
to
we'll
identify...
Then we'll take all their women. And we'll sort out the ones we need later.
And the men?
If any of them are stupid enough to get in your way... Kill him.
All right.
Carl! It's me!
I thought you were bringing Rabbit.
You have to go. Now.
What? Did he find out I was out here?
No, but he's sending Price to their beach camp right now. You have to warn them.
Warn them?
You have to go, now.
I thought they were just going to take the pregnant women.
If you take the outrigger, you'll get there a few hours before them.
Whoa, wait, Alex.
He's going to kill them, Carl. Austin and Ford saved your life. You owe them. You better take this.
If I get caught, your father's gonna kill me this time.
Is he my father?
go.
Everything?
Yeah.
You trust him?
You don't trust me? What about her? She's a spy. She's supposed to mark the tents of the pregnant women with white rocks so they can take them.
I know, Carl. But thanks.
So what are you gonna do?
We have to leave now. Hide.
Where? It's their island. If they want to kill us, they'll find us.
Sun's gonna go down in a few hours. We have enough wire yet.
Not even close.
I figure out a different way of setting that dynamite off. We can shoot. We don't have enough guns. He said the 10 of them are coming, armed.
Not the others, the tents. We can camouflage the dynamite next to the tents, targeted from our positions at the tree line.
Juliet marked 3 tents. That means we need 3 guns.
Whoa!
Here, you can have mine too.
I'll be a third.
We'll take your gun, but you're not staying here. You're going to lead everyone to the radio tower. Everyone.
Radio tower?
Now, if this doesn't work, we can't risk losing the chance of getting in contact with Naomi's boat. So everything has to happen at the same time. Charlie. You still up for a swim?
Yeah, I believe I am.
I'll go with him.
Okay. Better get to it.
Ho, ho, ho! It's here, baby brother. Christmas is here. Oi. Are these the birds from row 2? Well done, mate. Well, as you have spent another year as the only drug-free rock star in the world, I'm going to share a little-known fact with you. Father Christmas lives just down the street from here.
Father Christmas lives in Helsinki?
Indeed he does. And in case you haven't noticed, baby brother, Finland is the bloody North Pole. Therefore, very special gift for you this year.
Liam, no. Mum gave you that. You're the firstborn. It was her father's and his father before that.
And it's a family heirloom, and that's why we named the band after Dexter Bloody Stratton. I know. But Charlie, let's be honest. We both know I'm a sodding mess. But you, you're different. You're gonna get married, have a family, a baby. I'll be lucky if I hit 30.
Don't say that, Lee.
The ring has to stay in the family, Charlie. So please, take it. Mom would have wanted it this way. Pass it on to your little one someday. I need to know it's safe.
I'll hold on to it. But I won't take it.
Hey, Fitz. Look at that.
Happy Christmas, baby brother.
You need some help.
Why didn't you tell me you were going to do this?
I didn't want you to worry.
Well, it's dangerous, isn't it? Swimming into some underwater station.
So
needs to be done to get us all rescued. I'll be fine, Claire. You gotta promise me something. While I'm gone, don't worry about me.
Okay.
See you soon.
Be careful, Charlie. Okay?
You okay, miss?
Yes. I think so, yes.
Here you go. Pardon me while I have a heart attack. Last time I was in a fight, I was 8 years old. Oh, I lost.
Well, that makes you even more of a hero, doesn't it?
I just did what anyone would do.
Three people walked by the alley.
What?
They saw me. But they just kept on going. You are a hero, sir. And don't let anyone ever tell you differently.
What's that?
It's a weight belt. It should bring you down quicker than swimming. Well, every second counts.
So I just take it off when I hit bottom. Swim up through the moon pool into the station. Swim into whichever room has the yellow blinking switch. Flip it. Nothing to it.
So how long can you really hold your breath for?
Does it matter?
You want me to hit another one?
Nope, you've made your point.
Bernard, this is not pheasant hunting in Montgomery County.
I know what I'm doing.
No, you don't. Pheasants don't shoot back.
Nothing's going to happen to me, Russ. I just have to shoot a tent, and I'll be right behind you.
Then I'm staying, too.
No, you're not, Rose. Everyone's gathering down at the south end of the beach.
No one's staying behind but the shooters.
Says who? You want to give me your word that nothing's going to happen to my husband? Then I'll go.
I'll give you my word that if we don't kill everyone who shows up here in about an hour, it's not going to matter where Bernard is.
I like you better since you got back, Jack. You're almost an optimist. Come on. We're going to be hiding in the bushes. Let's get you into something dark.
Better get going. Musso says it's about a day's walk up to the radio tower.
I'm not taking them to the tower. You are.
Excuse me?
You're not staying behind.
This was my idea.
And I'm perfectly capable of executing it.
I owe them!
What are you more concerned with? Killing the others? Or getting our people off this island? This afternoon, you said you were our leader. It's time for you to act like one. Lead them to the radio tower, Jack. And then take us all home.
Dude! Wait!
I heard. I heard what you're doing. I want to come with. Everyone, they're all going to the radio tower. And I'm sick of trekking. And, you know, explosions. I think I can help you guys out. I'm a really good paddler.
Can't go early.
Why not?
Because you're too big. You won't fit in the boat.
Sound cool, man.
Wait. 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 Dude, it's fine. I don't even want to go in your stupid boat.
Catch up with you later. Just remember I love you, man.
Yeah, whatever. I love you too.
Water in there?
Good, good.
How about you? A lot of water? Good.
Hey.
Hey.
So here we go again, huh?
Here we go again.
Tents are all marked. Where's that?
So you find the third shooter?
Ready, Claire? Need a hand with the little guy?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm okay.
Thank you.
Hiya. Do you want a blanket?
Oh, thanks. I got one.
Well, you're warming for two. Take mine.
Thank you.
So, first plane crash.
What gave it away?
You can always spot the newbies. We're gonna be okay, you know.
Are we?
We're alive. We're on a beautiful island. We sleep under the stars, and before you know it, the helicopters will come and take us all home.
You really think they'll find us?
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't they?
Thanks.
I'm Charlie.
I'm Claire. Nice to meet you, Charlie.
Nice to meet you. Claire for me.
What is it?
Five best moments of mine. Sorry, excuse my life. Greatest hit.
To do this, Charlie.
What?
I'll go.
No, you flashes.
Maybe I keep seeing you die because I'm supposed to take your place.
What about your girl, Penny?
What about your girl? Besides, I might be luckier than you. Keep your memories to yourself. I'll take it from here.
Say.
Well, you told me earlier. The way about is
right there behind you.
Ha ha ha.